Britain. Recycling. Modern life is rubbish. But Britain has got a bit better at sorting through it.
Modern life offers many troubling questions. Is AI conscious? How do you stimulate economic growth? And do you really have to take that funny bit of paper at the bottom of the salmon packet out when you put it in the recycling? Also, do you have to wash your yogurt pots before recycling them? And is any of this stuff actually reused anyway? AI and growth are rather tricky, but the answers to the micro-worries are no, no, and yes, definitely. The average Westerner produces more than 1.5 kilograms of rubbish a day, or half a ton a year. Britons recycle 44% of their household waste, better than before, though not as good as it might be. According to a study by Eunomia, an environmental consultancy, Austria is the best in the world at recycling. England is in 11th spot. Better separation at source would help, but the problem with rubbish is that it is disgusting, says Oliver Franklin Wallace, author of Wasteland, and therefore people don't want to look at it. Few pay much attention, says Ed Conway, author of Material World, as recycling is not a sexy sector. It is, however, an interesting one. Few things are more telling than a rubbish heap. They are the great treasure troves of archaeology, says Neil McGregor, an art historian and former director of the British Museum. Discarded objects and food get you so close to how people lived. They still do. To understand a modern city, you could go to its concert halls or cathedrals or coffee shops, but you would be better off visiting its recycling processing plants. Massive as cathedrals, the Southwark plant in London, which recycles the rubbish of 2 million people, is almost twice as long as St. Paul's, but far less lauded, they provide the coda to modern capitalism. They are where every empty bottle of theatre interval wine and every coffee cup drained of its fancy flat white goes to be reborn. Few pause to think about this. The essay I, Pencil, which offers the autobiography of a pencil, notes that it is taken for granted by those who use it, when it in fact merits wonder and awe. This is truer still of the recycling bins those pencils might eventually be thrown into. To understand why, consider the biography of a full recycling bag, though given what happens to it, autopsy is arguably a better term. Mere hours after it is collected by bin men, steel-toe-capped and speedy from outside your house, its contents emerge from the plant within compressed bales of plastic, metal and card. In between, each bag is first disemboweled by a mechanical bag splitter, its rotting contents pouring, a ghoulish supermarket, onto a conveyor belt. To see it is strangely shaming. There is an awful egalitarianism to rubbish. Each crumpled Coke can and each discarded magazine might easily have been yours. It is also redemptive. These plants are not pretty. Inside is a midden-like stench and an oceanic roar of machinery, but they are magnificent. The 12-metre-wide nave of the plant in Southwark is crisscrossed by a tangle of conveyor belts and machines of which Heath Robinson would be proud. The process begins with an initial sorting of the materials by hand. In a glass-windowed cubicle, people, gloved and goggled, weed out the more egregiously non-recyclable objects from the belt. Then the machines take over. Cardboard crowd surfs over twisted and turning poles, which separate small pieces of card which fall between them from the big, which don't. Farther on, massive magnets cause soft drinks cans to leap like salmon from a conveyor belt. Farther on still, a machine broods over the belt and then, like a heron fishing, darts down to pluck boxes and cartons from the line. The whole process is over in barely 15 minutes. A compressor then squashes these various materials into neat cubes. Baled metal and cardboard are sold on. Plastic is taken to be processed further. Watch this process and the recycling strictures, which can seem random from outside, start to make sense. Wet cards slops about and doesn't separate. Pizza stuck to pizza boxes starts to rot the fibres of the card. The washing of plastic isn't necessary, but it does make life a bit nicer for the people who sort it. Clothing is loathed. Tights turn any machine into an intractable Gordian knot. The astonishing thing is less that there are so many rules, more that there are so few. The plant and its workers cope with almost anything. To the side of one conveyor belt, idiom incarnate, sits a kitchen sink. This, the processing facility, cannot manage. Though if you want to be a thoughtful person, you should use one to wash your used yogurt pots.